321. This is Chris Gardner of KCOH 1430 AM in Houston, as well as Houston Roundball Review, with my weekly talk with Oklahoma's Sherry Cole. Well, let's do our recap. Last week, you guys, let's talk about the victory first over in Nebraska. So what are your thoughts on that game?
I thought we played well against Nebraska. They're a very good team. They're young. We're young. We did a nice job on their post guys, who they depend heavily upon to score. And I thought we played very aggressive defensively. We created something like 18 steals, I think, and scored well and should have won by more. We didn't manage the last 3 minutes of the game very well, but we played hard, and I thought we made progress.
Okay, and of course, this past Sunday you guys played Baylor at home, continue your home stand, and you came up a little short to score. The final score doesn't indicate how close the game was, so I'll give my thoughts on the game against Baylor.
Well, it was a great women's basketball game, I'll tell you. I think it showcased how tough our league is. Baylor played extremely well. Angela Tisdale was as good as I've ever seen her, and I've seen her be pretty darn good. She managed the game, kept the ball in her hand, made shots, made plays. She was terrific. But the other guys were too. Marlo made contested jumpers. Allison stepped out and made threes. They all played their role extremely well. And I thought we fought hard. We did a great job on the boards. Had 27 offensive rebounds. Kept our turnover number low. Only had 13 turnovers. Did a lot of really, really good things. Didn't shoot it as well as they did. And ultimately, that's what it came down to. I think we had 18 more shot attempts than they did. We weren't very good from the three, and we really didn't shoot it that well from two either. So it came down to making baskets. But it was a great women's college basketball game, and I think our team, again, got better.
And, you know, as you mentioned, you guys did dominate the boards overall, but it seemed the key points in the second half that you just couldn't come up with that loose ball off a missed free throw or you wanted your own shots in half court. You agree with that?
Yeah, there are certain things that stick out, obviously, and when you scratch and claw and you get the score tied and you fail to block out on the free throw and they get that for an extra possession, that sticks out to you. Or the last 2-3 minutes of the first half when we got a little bit of a lead, 6-8 point lead, and turned it over two consecutive times, took an ill-advised shot, didn't block out, didn't defend in defensive transition off the turnover. Those things stick out too, and it's just a number of areas where we've got to get a little bit better. It's not like we have this huge deficiency in any area. We just got to continue to get better at a lot of different things, and we're not that far away. Our kids understand that. Practice has been great.
So what did you say to the team after the game against Baylor?
Give Baylor credit. They played very well, and we have to manage situations better. We talked about critical plays, ones that I just mentioned, when you fight back and tie the score, how you can't have a letdown and how you have to come up with a loose ball, and those things that winners do and that they absolutely demand from themselves and their teammates, and that's something that our young team has to learn.
Give your thoughts on the great crowd support you had on Sunday.
Oh, it's awesome. Our Oklahoma fans are unbelievable. I think the thing that's best about them is they don't just show up because it's a TV game or because somebody puts a white T-shirt in their seat. They show up because we're playing, and they'll be there on a Wednesday night. They'll be there when TV's there. They'll be there on a Sunday afternoon. They'll be there when their shirt's in the seats and when there aren't. These guys show up because they love our program, they love our kids, and they believe in what we're trying to accomplish. And so that's a great environment in which to compete and a great inspiration for our young team.
Well, Big 12 season is basically 4 games old. You have 12 games to go in conference play, so great team right now.
Well, I don't know about rating. I don't know how to do that, really. I think we're getting better. I think it's a very difficult league, and I think it's just the fourth game in, and everybody needs to just take a deep breath and remember that it is not a sprint. It is a long-distance run, and there are a lot of basketball games left to be played, and the ceiling for our team is a long way up there. So we got to take it a day at a time and continue to get better.
Well, on Wednesday, you host Texas Tech, so talk about later age.
Well, they're playing better. There are a bunch of JUCO guys that were assembled and had to figure out how to play together and how to create a chemistry. And I think every night out they get a little bit better, a little bit more sure of who they are and how they want to play. Dominic Seals is a matchup problem for almost all of us. At 6'4", she plays the four and can face up, can shoot it from the perimeter, can beat you off the dribble, can post up and use her length to score. She's a difficult match. The guards are playing better. They've shuffled their starting lineup a little bit. They're getting some production there and some confident play from their guards. So another game that will be very difficult, as they all are in this league.
So I talk about the importance of your guards, you know, Jenna Plumlee and D-Rob playing well tomorrow.
Well, I think always your toughness begins there at that point guard position. I think it trickles down, whether it's defending the dribble, the first person you see when you set your defense, or whether it's attacking offensively, they're the ones with the ball in their hands. So point guard play sets the tone, and I think what our young guys have to do is keep getting better and accelerate their maturity, because playing against a lot of seniors and upperclassmen who have the experience edge on them. So I'm pleased with their progression. I think they're getting better, and every night out they get a little bit smarter, a little bit tougher.
Well, to wrap it up, is there anything you want to mention or talk about?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Coach. Well, like I said, I know you're a one-game-at-a-time person, so I won't even discuss anything after tomorrow. So,
all right, I appreciate that, Chris. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.